the Allied Party group. Stand by for more news.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Jim Hempman, commercial lender from Thumb National Bank in Bay City. If you live in or around the Bay City area and are looking for a local bank who cares about you and our community, stop into either of our Bay City locations on Center Avenue or Wilder Road. Thumb National has been in the Thumb area since 1895 and in Bay City since 2003. We want to become your premier bank, whether it be a deposit account, checking, credit or debit card, and we're ready to lend. Whether you're expanding your business, purchasing land or equipment for your agricultural needs, a new home purchase, remodeling, or that new or used car you've had your eye on, we're lending every day. We're a locally owned and locally managed bank and want to earn your business. So stop by either of our Bay City locations on Wilder Road or Center Avenue, or our Thumb area locations in Pigeon, Caseville, and Cass City. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, where relationships are built on trust. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And back to more news. Several new projects may be in the works after Thursday's Ubley Village Council meeting. Village President Mark Brown told us the council is looking to possibly having an arch constructed over Main Street, which would say something like "Welcome to Ubley" or some other greeting. While it was discussed, it is only in the early stages and no decisions have been made. Brown said early estimates of the cost of such a project was between $9,000 and $10,000. The council also discussed the possibility of entering a sharing agreement with Owendale and Gagetown for large equipment, such as a street sweeper, but again, it was just the initial discussion and no action was taken. The council was told that delinquent water bills have come down from 90 to just over 40 at this time, and that shutoffs for delinquent bills could occur on November 21st. The Ubley Council also set a public hearing for its December meeting. The hearing will be on changing a parcel of land for agriculture to light commercial industrial for a project under development by the Gemini Group. The sale of the property at the north end of town for the project is contingent on getting the zoning change. It's a good thing a 55-year-old Saginaw postal carrier and former Boy Scout never forgot the scouting motto of "Always be prepared." James Davis may have saved the life of his former scoutmaster when Davis noticed that 82-year-old Fred Klein's mailbox was filled with letters. Davis knocked on Klein's door early last month, but there was no answer, so he called 911. A Saginaw police officer and medical authorities arrived and found the doors locked. Officer Justin Serves opened a window and pushed aside curtains, then spotted Klein on the floor. Authorities broke out a window to get into the house and reached Klein, who was alert but shaking. Klein tells the Saginaw News he apparently suffered a mild heart attack, then fell and broke his hip. A West Michigan motorist and his fiancé fled from their van after a deer crashed through one of the vehicle's rear windows. The Grand Rapids Press reports that the four-point buck hit Ralph Long's Dodge Caravan at about 7:20 a.m. Friday in Wayland, about 20 miles south of Grand Rapids. Long says he looked in the rearview mirror after the buck hit the van and saw the animal trying to stand up inside the caravan. After he and his fiancé got out of the van, Long said he opened the sliding door and the deer fell out. A Wayland police officer had to shoot and kill the buck. Stand by for more news.
Get cool low prices on pre-owned vehicles at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has many pre-owned vehicles on hand at any given time. All are 101-point quality inspected, backed by free in-house warranties up to 18 months or 18,000 miles on top of any remaining factory warranty. Check out a 2006 Buick LaCerne CXL. Has leather interior and fully loaded to go for $12,980. Or a white 1999 Plymouth Breeze. Was owned by one owner, has 73,000 miles and a four-cylinder engine that's a gas saver. Price low for $4,480. See more vehicles and find other services offered on the website, alhansenmotors.com. Then go to the auto lot, test drive some vehicles, and talk to Al about making a vehicle yours. Go to the auto dealership that Thumb Area Motors trust for reliable vehicles, dependable quality repair and service. It's only at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
Two obituaries to report to you here at WLAW. Della Johnston, age 86, of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday at the Huron Medical Care Facility in Bad Axe. Cremation has taken place and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Arrangements were done by Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Kenneth Roy Chumbler, age 72, resident of Bad Axe, passed away peacefully on Thursday, November 3rd, surrounded by his five children at University Michigan Hospital in Ann Arbor. Funeral services will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the McAlpin Mac Chapel. Visitation will be from 2 to 8 p.m. on Sunday and 10 to 11 a.m. on Monday at the McAlpin Mac Chapel of Bad Axe. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, go to our website, thumbnet.net. For the news, I'm Jason Scott.
Here's the forecast for agricultural interests overnight tonight. Temperatures will be into the upper 20s or low 30s. Most of us just below freezing. East to southeast winds less than 10 miles an hour. Humidity 90% or higher. Drying conditions fair to poor. Abundant sunshine nearly full on Saturday. Just a few high clouds passing by may drop us below 100%. We'll be close. South to southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Very good drying conditions. Temperatures near 50. Humidity falling to 45 to 50% during the afternoon. Saturday night into Sunday, very similar humidity-wise, sunshine-wise, perhaps just a bit shaded on Sunday, 70 to 80% with a couple of fair weather clouds mixing in, but still 90% humidity overnight and close to 50% during the afternoon on Sunday. Winds increase on Sunday, too, 10 to 20 miles an hour from south-southwest. For WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
We're here in Harbor Beach. We are approximately 13 minutes away from game time. It is Reese at Harbor Beach tonight. In a pretty good matchup, we're expecting Division 7 District Finals. Ron, last week was the first week of playoffs, and we saw a number of varied teams in the postseason, but I want to talk about Reese and Harbor Beach tonight. Last week, Reese stayed at home and hosted the Redskins from Sandusky. They came out with a victory in the pre-district round 41-27. Reese comes into tonight's game with a very good resume. They stand at 8-1 for the year. They only played eight regular season games. Their one loss came back way back on September 9th, the third week of the regular season, to the team on the other side of the ball tonight, Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach utilizes some turnovers, which proved to be the difference. Final score in that one was 30-16.
Well, Clark, and one of the things that Harbor Beach is going to have to guard against is Reese will have a little revenge on their mind or paybacks, and Coach Shelke is going to have to get his kids up ready to play and not think that this is going to be a pushover and that they can get through this. Taking a look at Reese tonight, they're going to be using a wishbone type of offense and a T formation with tight ends in, and I think they'll spread it a little bit. They're going to have to against the defense of Coach Ron Rubel. And conversely, on defense for Reese, they use a five-man front, but I'm sure they're going to be up there maybe 10 men in a box if Harbor Beach is in that T formation or in the spread formation. They're going to have to do something a little different to slow down Sloan Plosky.
Over the past 13 years, Reese has made it to the playoffs 12 times, which includes a 2005 run to the state semifinals. But since that magical run 6 years ago, Reese has gone 2-5 in the playoffs. Their last district championship was in 2005, paired with one in 2004 as well. Tonight's matchup marks the 31st time Reese and Harbor Beach have met on the gridiron, and the sixth time in the playoffs. Reese leads that round 3-2. The Rockets are led by quarterback Cody Peacock and three strong running backs, Troy Elders, Tyler Beckman, and Matt Frost in the backfield. They average 37 points per game, and on the other side of the ball, the Rocket defense, not too shabby as well. Besides the loss to Harbor Beach, they didn't allow more than 14 points in any regular season game. Run.
Therefore, you got the tough defense, and I went to the table of knowledge this week. And the first one was automatically Harbor Beach, but the second one went to, all of a sudden, the ladies, they, no question, Harbor Beach. But when I got to the men's, there's this one guy that stood out like a wart. Reese in this one. So, you know, there we have it. 90% said Harbor Beach. But I think when you get down to it, Clark, if the game plays out the way it should, it's going to down the last 4 minutes. Whoever has the football is going to win this thing.
All right. For the Pirates, last week was the team's playoff game and victory since 2007.